Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. And my guest is with the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, Tracy Carluccio. And Tracy is involved with an environmental organization, again, the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, which is doing some very good work and has been instrumental in helping alert Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania about the problem with HB 1100, the Pennsylvania fracking promotion bill, and they're trying to defeat that. And also they have doing a lot of excellent work on problems associated with the transportation of liquefied natural methane. Tracy, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Josh, for having us on. We greatly appreciate it.
Now, the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, please tell us about your organization.
Yes. So I'm Deputy Director of Delaware Riverkeeper Network. We were formed more than 20 years ago. And we are active throughout the Delaware River watershed. We work to defend the Delaware River watershed throughout all four states. And the four states that flow to the Delaware are Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Delaware. And many times we're in the capitals of those states fighting for our watershed. Many times we're even down at the federal government fighting to protect our watershed. We also work throughout the entire region with communities, and very important for the protection of the watershed is to prevent harm, but also to fight bad projects. And that's what we're really here today to talk about. We're here to talk about a project we've been fighting that represents a trend nationally that is very dangerous for the environment, for public health, and for our climate.
And so our guest is Tracy Carluccio with the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. So what is the potential problem right now? What legislation are you trying to defeat?
Right. Well, the legislation that you mentioned earlier actually was passed by the state legislature, and Governor Wolf signed it into law. And unfortunately, that means that there is going to be tax subsidies given to projects in Pennsylvania that use frack gas, particularly and specifically fertilizer and other related products that are to be manufactured with, again, public monies. In the form of tax subsidies. So we're very much opposed to this. The public was very much opposed to this. Unfortunately, it is signed into law. And so we will continue fighting those projects, basically in what you might consider to be hand-to-hand combat, particularly from the communities and the grassroots effects that would occur where these projects are being targeted. We know that part of that will be northeastern Pennsylvania. And we know all the damage that will come from the fracking that will be induced and then the manufacturing and development of polluting the polluting projects products that will be made. But also, we are very involved in a liquefied natural gas proposal and opposing this enormous project that has cradle-to-grave impacts that will be devastating for Pennsylvania. And the footprint of this liquefied natural gas project and all liquefied natural gas development is enormous. It requires fracking of wells, and in this case it would be in the Marcellus Shale fields of Pennsylvania. And then it requires, of course, coming with that is all of the devastation that does accompany fracking and shale gas development. It affects human health and it affects the environment in indelible ways with far and long-lasting impacts. Then we have the liquefaction, which is a huge polluting industrial process. It takes up a lot of land and it releases a tremendous amount of air pollution. It also causes land and water changes. And it transforms an area like the liquefaction plant that they want to build in Wyalusing, Pennsylvania, from a beautiful Susquehanna River watershed into an industrial park, an industrial landscape. And then this liquefied natural gas needs to be transported. So in Pennsylvania, what they're talking about doing is putting it into trucks and trains and moving it across about 200 miles southeast to New Jersey, where the Gibbstown Logistics Center is a export terminal that would accept this liquefied natural gas and export it overseas. This scheme has been dreamed up by a company called New Fortress Energy, who is behind several of this type of fracking operations. And they think that they have developed this sort of unique niche by liquefying the gas on land instead of on a coast, for instance, and then moving it overland to the export terminal. So we're very concerned because of not only the goal that New Fortress Energy has of spurring fracking and providing a new market for the sale of gas, which we have a glut of here in the United States, by sending it overseas for sale. But we're also concerned about the hazards of transport, the handling when they transload it onto ships, and then the ship traffic itself, which many have dubbed floating bombs, and then the end use overseas where they want to send it, for instance, to Ireland and Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Mexico, where they want to have import terminals that then will burn this for electricity generation, creating methane, which of course is a powerful greenhouse gas. It's 86 times more powerful than carbon on a 20-year time frame, and this is the time frame we need to make the changes that all scientists are saying are absolutely necessary in order to thwart the worst aspects of climate change. So all the way around, it's a disaster, the liquefaction of methane from these fracked wells. And I want to talk, if we can, Josh, a little bit about the specific hazards of liquefied natural gas during transport.
Yes, please. Our guest is Tracy Coluccio with the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. And so, Tracy, what are the dangers of transporting the liquefied natural gas?
Well, let's first look at what happens if the liquefied natural gas is released from its container, such as a rail tank car or a truck. So liquefied natural gas is what it sounds like, liquid methane, and it's a cryogenic or frozen very low temperature flammable gas, super cooled to minus 260 degrees Fahrenheit. It's dangerous to handle and store, and it has unique safety hazards. If liquefied natural gas is released to the atmosphere, it boils furiously into a flammable vapor cloud that is extremely cold because of the temperatures that it has to be kept at, this minus 260 degrees Fahrenheit. It is so cold that it removes oxygen from the air in the near area where it's released and can asphyxiate anyone nearby and cause extreme freeze burns, even death. If the cloud reaches an ignition source, it will catch fire and burn so hot the fire simply cannot be extinguished. The U.S. Emergency Management Guidebook, for instance, Josh, says that firefighters should evacuate at least a mile and just let the fire burn. Imagine that in an area such as a populated urban area. It means total destruction. The fire can cause second-degree burns within 30 seconds for those within a mile. Liquefied natural gas can also cause what's called a boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion, a long name for an explosion that has the force of a thermobaric bomb, which is catastrophically powerful. When the LNG or liquefied natural gas is released, it immediately expands to 600 times its liquid volume, which it's compressed to by the cryogenic process. And that releases the energy to fuel this devastating explosion that I mentioned. So it has 600 times the energy of what's in that container. Nothing else that's transported today on our roadways or our railways has that same power, that energy pent it up. So then next I'd like to look at the rail cars that have been approved by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration for the first large-scale transportation mobilization in the United States, and that is what I mentioned, the Gibbstown proposed export terminal for liquefied natural gas. The special permit that was given to a subsidiary of New Fortress Energy will allow of up to two trains of 100 rail cars each every day to carry liquefied natural gas about 200 miles from that plant that I mentioned in the shale gas fields in Bradford County, Wyalusing, Pennsylvania, through hundreds of communities, exposing over a million people to a proposed export terminal on the Delaware River for shipping overseas, the Gibbstown Terminal. Those rail cars were designed 50 years ago, and they were never used or tested for use by liquefied natural gas. This would be the first time that liquefied natural gas would be allowed to be moved by rail car, because it's been banned in the United States due to safety hazards for all these years. The federal government, however, has also recently approved the transport of liquefied natural gas by rail car across the entire nation by any carrier in response to an executive order from President Trump last year, which said that he wanted liquefied natural gas to be moved by rail in order to get it to markets overseas for export in order to bolster the failing shale gas industry. He didn't use those words. Those are my words, the failing shale gas industry. The dangers posed by this really fast-tracked approval, it happened in less than a year, which is unusual. This approval is so great, Josh, that 14 states, including the District of Columbia, have joined together to legally challenge the new rule, saying it's too much of a hazard to risk. And agencies such as the National Transportation Safety Board and the National Firefighters Association and many states and environmental organizations opposed it when it was proposed and put a lot of comments onto the record. And that was due to the lack of the full risk assessments that just weren't done, lack of adequate operational controls in order to make it safer, such as slowing down trains or having pneumatic braking systems. They were not included in this rulemaking, and also the fact that the cars have not been tested. There hasn't even been enough information gained about what LNG would do should it be released into a populated area, and they've just begun a three-year study on that after they gave this approval. So this is, you know, basically a disaster waiting to happen, and our concern, which is, you know, amplified now by the opposition of the 14 states and many scientists and experts, our concern is that this is going to move ahead and basically turn any place along the railway tracks into a sacrifice zone. It's outrageous and totally unacceptable.
Wow. We're chatting with Tracy from the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. Tracy, the Associate Director of Delaware Riverkeeper Network. Tracy, this is quite chilling. I simply did not know this information. It does seem it puts hundreds of thousands of Americans at risk. What is the chances that it will be defeated?
Well, we're fighting very hard with a coalition of organizations here in the Delaware River watershed to stop the proposed Gibbstown liquefied natural gas export terminal. That is a key component of what you might call a house of cards or a very complicated chain, a supply chain that New Fortress Energy has built and kind of cobbled together in order to make this new concept of liquefying out in the shale fields and then bringing it by truck or rail over land to an export terminal, and that we think we have a chance of defeating. Now, we, Delaware Riverkeeper Network, has appealed all the major permits that have been given to this project, and that includes the Army Corps of Engineers, the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, which gave the okay for the terminal to be built, and then the Delaware River Basin Commission, which is the interstate agency that is supposed to be protecting the Delaware River watershed from pollution and protecting the water supply for up to 17 million people, including New York City and Philadelphia, by the way. But that Delaware River Basin Commission approval was given last year, and Delaware Riverkeeper Network appealed that and went through an administrative process, which was concluded just last month. And as a result of the recommendation of the hearing officer that oversaw that, the Delaware River Basin Commission, which is made up of the four governors of the states that I mentioned that flow to the Delaware, so that's Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and Delaware, the four governors and a representative of the Trump administration, the Army Corps of Engineers, those five votes by that commission will decide whether or not this terminal can go ahead. And just this past Thursday, they had their first meeting after the hearing officer recommendation that they should go ahead and let the project move forward, despite the objections that we had brought through the court proceedings and all the public opposition. And they voted to delay that and actually put a stay on their approval, which means that the construction that could have begun as recently as September 16th is not going to be able to begin now. The construction was on hold because there are endangered species that the federal government protects in the region of this terminal, Atlantic sturgeon and short-nosed sturgeon. And those sturgeon were protected by a special provision in the Army Corps permit that did not allow any work in the water between March 15th and September 15th. That was going to lift on September 16th, and it does, in fact, lift. However, because a stay or a hold was put on the DRBC approval, which is what you might call the penultimate permit here, they cannot begin work, and thank goodness we have more time to organize opposition to this, to pursue legal opposition to this, and to make sure that the commissioners fully understand what the impact would be should they allow this project to go ahead. It's an enormous footprint.
Tracy Coluccio has been our guest with the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. We simply have run out of time, but the Delaware Riverkeeper Network is an important group trying to protect the lives of millions of Americans throughout the United States, but also the states of New Jersey, New York, Delaware, Pennsylvania. This is an important group. They've been on before. I'm really happy with their work. Again, if you'd like to find out more about their work, it's the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. This is Josh Lane, listening to Here's to Your Health. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back after these important messages. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. If you have any questions about the guests or topics discussed tonight, please give us a call at 818-707-0005. That number is 818-707-0005. This is Josh Lane. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.